Yeah. Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Ashtajya
on chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and the purpose of this workshop is to teach you one specific art, a lost art, the art of concentration. Why do I say this art is a lost art? When you chant, let me point out to you that when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, there is a very certain psychological difficulty in your mind to overcome. The difficulty is the following. Whenever the mind hears the same information, it switches off. For instance, you have heard so many times fans revolving that you do not perceive any longer that the fan is revolving. I'm from Germany, and for me, a fan is something like a dinosauria. This is an unusual situation in Germany. I hear every spinning of each of the 8 fans here, and I'm highly distracted by them because my mind has not yet accommodated the fan. Of course, when I will talk for 5 minutes, my mind will also switch off and I will not notice the fans any longer. Let me give another example which teaches us how the mind switches off when it gets the same information again and again. My information is a person who lives next to the railroad. When the train is passing by, it makes a loud noise. But because the person who lives next to the railroad has become accustomed in his mind to hear this is the sound of a railroad wagon, he switches off and he is no longer disturbed. Or let us say a person has a disturbing marriage partner. And when he comes home from work, his wife feels the necessity to talk to him about what the neighbor said and what, and so on and so forth. But he wants to read the newspapers. So he will go like this, read the newspaper about the latest cricket match, and his wife goes, and the neighbor said this, and the prices have gone up, and you never care for me. And he will say, yes, darling, Yes, darling. His mind has switched off because he's used to this situation. The same situation I will now bring into the context of the Hare Krishna movement. Many devotees fall asleep during the Bhagavatam class. Why? Because they have heard spiritual katha many times and the mind switches off. This switching off of the mind is especially dangerous when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. For 2 hours each day, we hear exactly the same sound, Hare Krishna, and so on and so forth. And our mind, without our conscious knowledge, will switch off and we do not hear even one mantra. This is a problem, because we have heard that you can chant for billions of years. If you chant with offenses, in this case, with inattention, you will never get the desired result of chanting, which is Krishna Prema, love for Krishna. Love for Krishna is even more important than Krishna for a devotee. Because only when you have love for Krishna, you can get Krishna. Duryodhana had no love for Krishna. Krishna was standing before him. but Duryodhana had no... I mean, he must have had some benefit, but he wanted to attack Krishna. So love for Krishna, for a devotee, is more important than Krishna. Just like thirst is more important than water. If I have no thirst, I will not drink the water. You follow? If you have no love for Krishna, you will not relate to Krishna. So the love for Krishna comes by chanting his holy names. But if we chant with inattention, that means with a switched off mind, or to be more psychologically, with the mind in the theta brain waves, that is, you know, when you are there with your mind, but it's not switched in to what is happening, you are not alert, but you are dumb, then you will never be able to experience the result of chanting Hare Krishna. And you will be shocked to hear that it is so natural for you to be inattentive, unfortunately. Because the mind is built like that, that it switches off upon hearing a repetition. This is my first point. Today, we want to learn some techniques which help us to concentrate our mind and control our mind, and it will be quite an interesting experience, I hope, for all of us. But before I start, I want to question a little bit the usage of techniques in chanting. Once Prabhupada was asked by a devotee, Prabhupada, I cannot control my mind when I chant japa. How can I control the mind? Prabhupada answered, what is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. What is the question of the mind? Now a pure devotee can say this, that when he chants and hears, he is so much in love with Krishna that chanting the holy name for him is as tasteful for a lover, the repetitive reading of a love letter is tasteful. See, the lover will always read again and again the same words. My dear so-and-so, how can I express my love to you? I love you so. your sweet smile and your dentally treated teeth are highly attractive to me. So he will again and again read it. How nicely is this expressed about my smile? And so on. Because he is in love. So a pure devotee does not need to control his mind because he's in love with Krishna. And the holy name is as tasteful as a love letter for him, or as the red sweet lips of a materialist, of a girl is relishable for a materialist. He won't fall asleep tasting the lips because he is in love. So a pure devotee is in love with Krishna. Those of us who may not be on the on this level will fall asleep when we chant Hare Krishna. The mind will switch off. Prabhupada in the next the Srimad Bhagavatam said, what is necessary if you want to give rapt attention to the holy names? He said, no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating. For those of you who want to know where the reference is, it's in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam 1, chapter 3, text 44. So if you want to practice purity in mind, be pure in your actions. If you want to be pure in your actions, be pure in your eating. Very often, I want to, when you feel it's difficult for you to concentrate, many times it's because you eat too much or eat passionate food with too much spices, which inflict either the tamagun or rajagun on your consciousness. Anyways, today we will not try to purify your mind in 2 hours, but we will help you to use this most powerful instrument which you have to direct it on something. My dear devotees, if you can direct your, if you can control your mind, you can easily achieve samadhi. That is the highest effect of yoga. In the Koma Purana, it says, dharana means to concentrate the mind by steadily fixing it on one point for 12 seconds. When you are able to keep your mind for 12 seconds on one object, this is called dharana or concentration. When you have 12 such dharanas, that means 144 seconds, you achieve the level of dhyana or meditation. When you can fix your mind, in other words, for 144 seconds. How much is this? 2 minutes and 24 seconds. Then you meditate. And then you have 12 such yans, that's 25 minutes and 28 seconds. You enter the state of samadhi where you can actually meet the Lord in the heart. This is a statement of the Koma Purana. So if you can concentrate your mind on chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you will enter the stage of mantra meditation and also Krishna Samadhi. Who wants to come into Krishna Samadhi? Then you are at the right seminar. Congratulations, you have made the right choice of your busy Mumbai time, because now we will concentrate our mind, we will learn to concentrate our mind by using a very powerful meditational technique, which is called the Trataka technique. Trataka is a technique used in yoga where you concentrate on one object. Traditionally, yogis use a flame of a candle because it's so interesting and mesmerizing. This helps you to concentrate the mind. Who of you has to do some office work?
You.
Sometimes you may feel your mind goes away. Or Purnachandra Prabhu is an author, and he might surprise the Vaishnava world with another very amazing production soon. I want to give all of you who have to use concentration in your work, Radha Gopinath, you are also often. I always have a candle burning when I have to do a hard work. When my mind gets dull, I put it on the candle and it recharges. It's an old yoga practice. It works very much. Try it sometimes. It's very nice. I have a candle burning here for you. If you sometimes space out during this workshop, you can easily look into it. It's my free service for all of you. Trataka meditation is very powerful, and I would like to give you an example. A little while ago, I heard from a yogi who learned from a master of yoga. His yoga teacher, said, "Find me a person in Allahabad who sits in the prison without having done any crime, innocent." And so the disciple came back and said, "Yes, I found a person. He has not done anything, but the real evildoers have bribed the Indian judgmental system, or how is it called? Justice. And he sits now in the prison. He will be sentenced to death in 14 days. Acha, said the yogi. So when he will be sentenced to death, you go to the court and you listen to the judge. And I will now tell you what the judge will say. Because in 14 days, you will have to give me the exact time that the judge speaks. I will influence his mind to release the prisoner. I will stay in my cage here. Okay. So I will tell you now what the judge will say." So the disciple said, "Can I make notes, Guru Maharaj?" "Yes, and we must take notes because you will forget it." Govind Sharma is injustly, it was an injustice that he was put into the prison. The real gangsters are so-and-so and so-and-so. We have investigated the case for 14 days, and he is innocent. And he also dictated the commas and the points, the full stops. Then the disciple went into the court on that day, and he heard how who had been bribed before, was pronouncing the release of this Govind Sharma, exactly like his guru had told him, in the same words which he had written down 40 days before. The yogi knew how to fix his mind and then direct it for a certain purpose. In this workshop, I will not teach you how to influence the minds of others. I only know one method. When two people quarrel, at the time of quarreling, you concentrate on them and you go like this, and the quarrel will become intolerably hot. I've tried it only one time and then I left it because it's a manipulation, which is Vaishnavas do not want to do, but things work. Please don't try it. But here is a meditation which you will learn. The Traktaka meditation, which has been given in our tradition, is you concentrate your mind while you chant on the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra. Virachandra Goswami, the exalted son of Nityananda, had a stone, a shila, where he had engraved the verse of the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he worshipped that shila with an abhishek and a puja. While chanting, he looked at this mantra shila and fixed his mind on it. This is done in our tradition since a long time. It's known that Gokishodas Babaji, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, dictated a letter to his Grihastha disciples where he said, while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you should look at nothing else than the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra. Then, after some time, you will see how from the letters, Radha and Krishna and their associates will manifest. This technique we will learn today. Hare Krishna. So now Muridhara is looking very, very... He really wants to know how this will work. He is a dentist who needs to concentrate. Now you will learn it, not with a needle, but you will concentrate on this. It will give you divine pleasure, Muridhara, and high results. I want to now start my workshop with a few exercises. I want to chant with all of you the mantra and bring you slowly to deeper and deeper states of concentration. I need to now inform you what language we will speak. I will tell you something, and when I make this sign, it means you please do what I have told you. When I make this sign, it means the end of the exercise. Who of you has a japamala with him, with themselves? Good. Those of you who have no japamala, do not worry. You do not need the japamala for this. You can just go without the japamala doing what I tell you. But you might like to purchase a japamala after this workshop, which is a genuine aid, a genuine help for concentration. Please listen very carefully. First I have to ask, what can you see more clearly? This Hare Krishna mantra or this? This. I also would suggest, because this is done according to a little formula, it's very nice the way Hare Krishna, the way it is put, it is really good for Traktaka meditation. I request you now to look at each name as you chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Your minds and your whole attention will scan like a torchlight, the beam of a torchlight, the different names of the Hare Krishna mantra as you chant along. I will now give you the speed in which we all chant in one voice, please. And when you hear the sign, it's time for you to join me. Those of you who wish to do this practice on the japa beads, and I highly recommend you to do if you have japa mala, please get ready by putting your hand at the right mala, at the right bead. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, you have to start maybe at this time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No. When you hear this, I will give you a sign. Then you have to start. I know it takes a little time, but soon you will have the language in the workshop. At this moment, don't chant. When you hear this, then start to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. This means the end, beginning of the exercise, and this means the end of the exercise. Now, I have requested you in this to please look at every name. Now, we will try to internalize this practice. Please sit properly. I will now request you to kindly close your eyes. We will now try to visualize each holy name one by one. Please, to start this exercise, move in your mind to Vrindavan. You're sitting not in Mumbai any longer, but in the sand of the Yamuna River. The Yamuna flows before you, and on the opposite bank of the river Yamuna, you will see now in your mind's eye the holy name of Hare. It is most probably a little difficult for you to visualize the name Hare, so paint it in your mind's eye, paint the age. There's a big age with golden letters. See the one line going up. Please see the second line going up. And the line in the middle, which connects line one and two, an H. Move on in your concentration, please, and see the letter A. See the two lines which meet like a roof, and see the line which is in the middle, connecting the two sides of the roof. A. See the letter R. One line goes up, then there's something like a half circle on the top, and a line going down. R. Now please see the letter E. One line goes from down to up, from bottom to the top, and then three lines go to the side, E. Now in your mind's eye, move back a little and see again the whole name Hare.
If you can't see it, then paint it H A R E. If you still can't see it, you can open your eyes and look briefly at the Hari on the blackboard or on the board, but quickly close your eyes again, please, because you want to see it in your mind's eye. Hari. Now we move on to Krishna. Visualize the letter K. If you can't visualize it so easily, you can paint it from bottom to top. K. See the line which goes from bottom to top, and then the two lines which go like streets away from it. K. Move on in your mind's eye. See the letter R. We have seen it already in Hari. See it again. One line goes from bottom to the top. Then it's a half circle, and then in the middle a line going down, R, with a dot under it. Now see S. It goes in curved ways, S, and an N, and a dot under it. Thank you. Now see the letter N. One line goes up, one goes from the top in a diagonal way down, and then again up, N, and make a dot under it. And now please see the letter A. It's like a roof and a line in between. And now see the whole name, the beautiful name, Krishna. Try harder. Some of you think, oh, my mind is so tired. You will never learn anything if you don't try hard now. Krishna. If you can't see it, the beautiful name of the Lord, then paint it on the opposite side of the river Jamuna. Sit in a very nice environment, you should be able to see Krishna. If you still cannot see it or you can't retain the impression, take help from the yellow board. Just look briefly and then close your eyes again by making a mental image of the name Krishna. Thank you very much. We will now move to the third holy name, Rama. Please try to see it at once on the other side of the river Jamuna. Rama. You can paint it in your mind's eye in big letters, R, like you have learned, A, like you have learned, M, which is not so much different from N, and A again, Rama, Rama. Now, please see Krishna. If you can't see Krishna so easily, you can again write the name Krishna like you have done before. Krishna. Mm-hmm. I can feel by the mental energy some can do it, others cannot do it so well. Don't worry. Just by trying, the success in this exercise is trying to focus your mind and work with the mind.
The success is not really like a gross success. Krishna. No, what was it? Hari first. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Hari first. Hari. You can't see it. You can also open your eyes and make a quick snapshot of the beautiful name of Hari as you find it on that yellow board. Hari. Thank you. Please now make us see Krishna. If you can't see it, you can look briefly and then close quickly your eyes again, because you want to train your internal vision. And then Rama. Beautiful name of Rama. Thank you very much. When you're ready, please open your eyes. Now, we will move to one stage which is a little bit more difficult. I do not know the sound of babies. Is it irritating for you? No. No, yes? It is, we are used. Our mind switches off. Yes. Good. fine. Now, I want to go in the next exercise. I wish you to chant the Hare Krishna mantra with closed eyes, and while you chant, please visualize each of the holy names. For this, we will chant a little bit slower than we have done in the first exercise, and I will show you the speed by first chanting alone, and when you hear this sound, it means we can start all together in one voice. When you hear this sound, it means the end of the exercise. Please close your eyes, sit properly, and first hear the mantra and then chant. Your duty will be to visualize while you chant each one of the holy names. If you are not able to visualize, you can briefly open your eyes and look at the mantra card, but then quickly change it, close them again. Please close the eyes. Hare Krishna. You can see that flashing up, maybe like a neon light in the advertisement of Mumbai. You can just, the name should appear, and then like almost a projection on the screen of your mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please continue. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Visualize each name. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Visualize Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna. Rama, Hare, visualize each name. Hare, Hare, Hare. Concentrate harder. More concentration, please. Krishna, Krishna, visualize. Hare, Hare,
Why not? A language problem? Yes? First time. Doesn't matter. This is yoga. It is very good. Please. When you concentrate your mind, you will see how your life becomes so intense, and you will make such deep spiritual experience. Please, you will be eternally grateful that I have inspired you to concentrate. Don't take it as an offense. You will think, thank you very much, Swamiji. Now I'm here. Don't think of your children for a moment or what is in the TV. Think of fixing your mind. Yes, good. Now, our next point is, thank you very much for being so much with us. Now, I want to teach you something else. You have now learned a little bit to focus your mind by using the Traktaka meditation. You have not fixed your mind on the candle, but on the syllables of the holy name. Now, we will open another channel, which I feel is very much blocked in most of the devotees' life. That is what we call the inner voice. Your mind can project like a torchlight on something, but your mind can not only see in a concentrated way and projected way, your mind can actually, if you train it, call out in a very loud voice. If you want to adopt the chanting of the holy name with the maximum success, you will have to learn to call out with your mind. You have to make it an urgent appeal. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a verse which tells us how we should chant. Those of you who know the verse, please repeat it, please chant along with me. Ayinanda tanuya kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripayata bhavada mangaja stitaruri sadisham vichintaya. That means, my dear Lord, I have somehow fallen away from you into this dangerous ocean of material existence. Now, be causelessly merciful to me by taking me up from this ocean of birth and death and fixing me as one of the particles at your lotus feet. I was telling the devotees that a little while ago, I had been on the Canarian Islands, and after a day of preaching, I felt very tired. And in order to relieve myself, I went for a swim in the ocean. This swimming, innocent swimming, became the most dangerous thing. I almost lost my life because I came into a powerful current which pulled me out into the open sea, where the high waves were rolling over me and pushing me under the water. I must tell you that as I was starting to drown and drinking 2 tons of water and vomiting in the ocean, my first reaction was, oh no, I always wanted to die in Vrindavan, surrounded with loving devotees who chanted the holy names in my ears. And here I am, drowning like an ordinary German tourist in the Atlantic Ocean. The most inglorious death for the most inglorious member of the Hare Krishna movement. I was thinking like this. And I was panicking. Then, by Krishna's mercy, I could catch my mind and I started to pray sincerely. My dear Lord, please, if there is a way out of me, that if there is a way that I don't have to die this very painful death of drowning, please give me the intelligence to see the way and please give help. So then I heard in my heart a very clear pronunciation. There will be waves which will roll towards the beach. Stay with the waves as long as possible, and when the waves have overtaken you, allow yourself to be pulled back by the current. Don't fight. You stand no chance against the Atlantic Ocean. When the next wave comes, swim forward. So I still remember, one wave came and was carrying me 12 meters, I mean I had to swim, towards the beach. Then there was the wave continued on, and the current came and pulled me out 11 meters into the high sea again. So I went 12, 11, forward, backward, top, fro, for a long time. I do not know how long, I estimate nearly to an hour. And I remember how I prayed all the time. It was not a half-hearted prayer. It was not an unconcentrated prayer. I was fully there. My dear Lord, please send some help. I have not yet done any service to you. Please help. And you can see the Lord brought me on the beach. I'm still here with you. What I also realized when I came on the beach is that I was not really saved. Yes, I had escaped the Atlantic Ocean, but I was still in the ocean of birth and death. Those Matajis of you who have given birth to children know when you are giving birth to new life, you feel also very close to death because it's so intense and your body works in ways which are not under your control. This was something to wake our Matajis up. The men, those of you who have been in hospitals, know how utterly helpless you feel. You even feel helpless at the dental chair of Muridhara Prabhu. You have your full faith in him, but at the same time, oh, this pain is coming in. This person can now, he can now make me into an invalid or into a person with flashing white teeth, healthy teeth. It's up to him. You feel the helplessness at the dental chair. So this is actually the situation which you have 24 hours a day. You are absolutely helpless. You are under control. You are not the controller. As I'm speaking this, I note that my leg fell asleep. So helpless, my leg is feeling like a foreign body. Yes, my dear devotees, so if you ever want to get into a stage of Krishna consciousness, you cannot remain so dull and ignorant and think everything is all right with me. Nothing is all right with you. You are sinking in the, you are drowning in the ocean of birth and death. Radha Gopinath, is this a fact? You have to die. And you don't know when. This is called the ocean of samsara. So when you chant, you should not chant, oh Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, when is it over, when is prasad? Rama Rama Hari Hari. Oh, when will this person stop harassing me? Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Rama. You should not be like this. What you should be, you should
put your mind and call out in your mind for Krishna. So we will learn this now. We will have the next exercise. Please sit up properly. When you're ready, please close your eyes. And this time, in your mind, travel to the ocean. You're at the beach. You're alone at the beach. No one is around you. The ocean is slightly turbulent by some waves. You now will call out Krishna's name. You will not call it out. We will all call out a few times Krishna now. Looking for help. We will call like this, and then I will give you the sign. Krishna! 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 Thank you. Now we will do the same thing without making any sound. We will call as loud as we can in our mind. We will really call out in our mind. Our voice will become loud as 1,000 lions. This is how the Chaitanya Bhagavat described the chanting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to penetrate with our voice the ocean. Don't worry, no one will hear you. The ocean is there. You are alone at the beach. The ocean is slightly turbulent. There are waves. And you can now call out like you have never called out before, but in your mind. Please make yourself ready. This time we will not tolerate anyone who spaces out. You really have to call.